Jaden Foster homework, Maury Foster students again.
If you could not burp on me immediately as soon as we get in this vehicle, that would
I'm
be
sorry.
Fantastic.
Laura, I apologize.
Look at this onion that I got.
I know. Do you know that there is, I got an onion, my grandma got an onion, then there was a kid a little bit further down who had an onion, and she was fucking around with her onion, and my grandma's like, hey, go get that onion for me. So I went over there, and I was like, can I have your onion? And she's like, no. And I'm like, but it's for Grandma. And she's like, Grandma? Like, we don't even know each other. I'm like, just give me your onion. You're 8. You don't need a fucking onion.
Oh my god.
She's like, okay. She gave it to me and I walked and gave it to Grandma and she said, you were such a good grandkid.
You beat up a child?
Yeah.
For an onion?
Yep.
Wow. Good for you. What we're talking about, guys, is the...
Really, guys, this is the CarCast Mom.
Well, I was going to get there in the next segment.
Oh.
But go ahead.
That's Tashina Galvin.
That's Stephanie Pellegrini.
And welcome to the Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas podcast.
Guys, in all fairness,
it has been...
It's been one.
This year has been...
And the end of this year has been a doozy.
The whole year for me has been a doozy.
Has it? I thought we were kind of smooth sailing, and then we hit November, and it's been quite... the conundrum.
I think that this year has been probably one of the, I'm not going to say worse because it could be so much worse.
Right.
But one of my least favorite years.
Really?
That I can remember, yeah. I've spent the entire year in like pain from my neck. I think I've had like.
My neck, my back, lick my, and my crack. That's, not yours though right now, that's not
yeah,
it.
No, don't do that. Please, this is the wrong podcast.
Yeah, no, it has definitely been one. And I will continue to say this. I think ever since COVID, it's just been a fucking nightmare. People are rude. People are so rude now. Mm-hmm. We went out this weekend to the SWAT dinner, and I was like, people watching like I do when I'm drunk and making all the friends. And then I got bored with the friends that I made, and then I was other people watching, and people just look angry.
Okay, well, if you're people watching, are you watching your face? How are you watching these people?
No, I guarantee that my face looks just like RBF. But inside, I'm really the happiest I've ever been when I'm people watching.
You like to people watch?
It is my absolute favorite.
My mom likes to people watch. Do you know how many times in my life I've just randomly been flipped off by people because apparently I've been staring at them and I didn't even know? So many times in my life, I'm just like... minding my own business. And
but you have an RBF too.
I guess
I
do.
When you're spaced out. Yeah.
Yes. I'm not very liked by women. I know that. And it's sad because I'm so nice.
I wouldn't
to
go that.
To people that I like.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't go that far, but also it's really not that bad to not be liked by women. Women are very particular creatures.
I feel like this year may have been awful, but this is the first year in my life where I don't give two shits about anything anymore. Like, I could care less if somebody likes me or doesn't like me.
Yeah, I think that's just part of being older.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't care anymore. You don't like me? Okay, fine.
Fine.
Fine. Fine.
I got dinner to cook.
Yeah.
For these ungrateful children.
Goblins. Anyway, back to the onion story, guys. What we were talking about is this year, our town had a small town Christmas extravaganza. And I honestly was not feeling the Christmas spirit until a project I did. No, I'm just kidding. We did Santa letters at my office. So the first grade kids came down and they mailed their letters to Santa. And it was so cute and it was so fun.
And now you're in the Christmas spirit?
Yeah, that really made me in the Christmas spirit, those little baby angels. Can I tell you what happened though?
What?
So in the course of asking them, they had already you know, put their letter in the mailbox, and they were all sitting down drinking their hot chocolate. And, you know, I had asked multiple classes this, like, what do you want for Christmas? All the kids went down. One kid was like, I want a Lamborghini. And I was like, well, good luck with that.
You're gonna use your Lamborghini. Yeah,
yeah. And then I was like, okay, raise of hands. Like, who's on the nice list? And they all raise their hands, you know, and I'm like, okay, seriously, we can't be lying when we just wrote our letters to Santa and we've mailed them off. Okay. So who's on the naughty list? And sometimes one kid would say that, whatever. Well, one group of kids, all of a sudden, I was like, okay, who's naughty or who's nice? Everybody raise their hand. Okay, no, seriously, who's on the naughty list? And they all, this whole group of kids.
Raise their hand?
No. Pointed out a little boy.
Aw.
And the girl was like, I'm going to make up a name because I don't want to to be the same. Let's think of a boy name. Think of a boy name.
Tom.
Brad. Let's say, no, let's not say Brad. Let's say, oh my God, man, think of a boy name.
I have ESPN or something.
Guys, it's not working out. Okay. We're just going to call him Tom.
I've never been right in my life.
God damn it, Stephanie. Okay. Anyway, the little girl's like, I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this. I don't care. Anyway, they were like, Thomas is. And I looked at Thomas. He was sitting right next to me. And he goes, no, I'm not.
Did he cry?
Oh, he was so sad. And I was like, why are you guys saying that about Thomas? And then one little girl's like, he kicked me. Another little girl's like, he stole. The other little girl's like, he stole my food. And I was like, well, maybe he's hungry. And we're going to share from now on. And starting right now, this minute, everybody is on the nice list. Everybody. Including,
you know,
I wanted to take him home. I felt so bad for him.
This excursion may have put you in the Christmas spirit, but I think every single one of those kids left your office terrified.
Good. Like, they should, and they should offer him. He was so sad. And it made me so sad, and I just wanted to, like, hug him and be like, it's fine. Who dis?
Yesterday, we went Christmas shopping, and I cannot even tell you the amount of adults verbally, loudly, like, publicly just berating their children so loud. Like,
really?
So embarrassing for those kids. I felt I wanted to take so many kids home with me and sell them because I have too many. Sell them to a good home. I don't want them.
I don't want them, but I'll take them home.
This one lady, let me just tell you. She's literally, this is what she's yelling at her kids. Right in the middle of the checkout, she's furious. And she's like, I may sleep alone every night. But that doesn't, I want to sleep with your stuffed animals. Do you understand me? I don't. Okay? And I was like, oh. Like, this is a
this
very.
This seems like a very appropriate time for this
thinking,
conversation.
It is no wonder you sleep alone.
Right.
You're awful. Those poor kids. One was like a teenager just sitting there like, just like melting into himself. I felt so bad for him. And even my checker, she's like, hi, gentle parent. I don't do that kind of stuff.
Oh, fuck off, Melanie.
Right?
You and your gentle parenting.
Square
kiss
up with
my
our
ass.
Kids.
Ugh. Anyway.
But that it was pretty sad. And then in Walmart, we heard one screaming like from the other side, the mom, from the other side of the entire store. Yeah, a lot of people aren't in the Christmas spirit.
No, I don't think, I don't think a lot of people are in the Christmas spirit. And it broke my Christmas spirit. Oh.
I think the only people in the Christmas spirit are children. Because it's so not stressful for a child to just be
gifted.
That's
what I keep
gifts.
Telling my kids. I'm like, hey, listen, you can not believe in Santa, but once you stop, the magic is gone. And I think they still believe right now, so that is good for me.
No, mine's just being an adult. I used to love Christmas until I became a parent, and now it's stressful.
That's what I told you. I said the other day, like, I don't think I'm going to really, like, enjoy Christmas again until I have grandchildren.
Yeah, maybe.
It's hard to beat the Christmas magic.
Yeah, kids, I used to like Christmas too.
Yeah.
And then you guys came along.
Yeah.
Just wait.
And ruined my whole life. Thanks, guys. Mm. Maybe we should go back a little bit, shall we? Let's rewind our year.
Okay. Did so good.
November. Hi, how are you? Oh, we gotta even go further? No, our last one was November 2nd.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall. I don't recall doing any for a long time. Are you sure?
I'm fairly certain that's what it said, November 2nd.
Okay.
So what happened in November for you? Do we remember?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Shiitake?
I don't remember anything. There's so many things that happen in my day-to-day life that I'm like mentally checking into the podcast. Like, but then by the time we get here, the file's lost and I'm
aborted. Yeah. My grandmother died.
Yeah.
That was a bummer. Yeah. Like a really big bummer. So that sucked. So it's kind of put a damper on the holidays the last, you know.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah.
It was like right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Rude, Grandma, don't you think? Couldn't hang in there for a little bit longer? Rude. She would appreciate me telling her that, so don't get offended, please.
Yeah.
My grandma was the best.
Your grandma taught me so many bad
me
things.
Me too.
She taught us a rainbow party.
I think about that so often.
I remember sitting around the dining room table when I first explained to my parents what a rainbow party was, and they were like, "What?" Well, yeah, Pat taught me that. I love it.
Yeah, in all fairness, she was like, "I'm not going to tell you guys that."
But then she
and
did.
Then we were like, "Could you please? Because somebody was talking about it at school, and we don't want to be the losers that don't know." And then she told us, and we were like,
"Oh, sounds pleasant."
Okay, well, thanks, Grandma.
So she taught us that, and what was the other one? A tossed salad or something like that? So,
probably.
Yeah.
She was. She had all the answers for everything.
She took us to Mexico one time.
Oh yeah.
And she proceeded to let some Mexican man turn Tashina upside down.
She was not happy. She left us there.
No.
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
She left us with my grandpa. And was like, "I am not watching this shit show of my granddaughter."
This guy gave Tashina so many shots and then literally physically picked her up by her feet and shook her around.
He like twirled me and then blew a whistle in my fucking ear for about 5 minutes. Tequila shotted half a bottle of tequila.
Yeah, he really did.
Spun me like boop, 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 and then whistled in my fucking ear. Where the hell I was. I lost my passport.
Yeah, we almost didn't get back on the ship. And then when we did get on the ship, we hit the buffet line and I wasn't even drunk and I still dropped a plate on my toe. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That broke my foot.
I remember telling my grandpa it was fine that he could just leave me in Mexico because I found a cute cop. And my grandpa has never been so stern with me in my entire life. Yeah. And was like, "If you don't find your fucking passport, I'm gonna kick your ass." And I was like,
"Where was it?
I guess we're not having fun anymore." And he was like, "I am not joking." And I was like, "Okay."
Where was it?
At the bottom of my purse. I just like willy-nilly looked because I was fucking trashed.
Yes, you were. We almost got kidnapped in that trip too.
Yeah, that was scary.
Yeah.
That was the next port when they let us by ourselves and we thought we were really smart. And then that fucking Jeep with all the
like
people
five
in
men
it. Yeah,
like
with
packed
guns.
In like sardines. Yeah,
like
and
they drove up to the bank.
Okay, guys, so we went to the bank. Let's explain this story. We went to the bank. Your grandpa and grandma were in there changing money over to...
Yes.
Okay.
And we were outside.
So we decided to stand outside of the doors, which... bad idea.
Yeah.
Because this Jeep, I guess, I didn't remember it as a Jeep, but...
Well, it was like, you know, one of those... I think it was just like a pickup truck with...
Vehicle.
10 fucking people in it.
Full of Mexican men. Should I not say that?
I don't think you should say that, because we don't know their nationality, but...
We're in Mexico.
Well, they could have been Australian. Did you speak to them? No.
No, because they chased us with guns. They were the
cartel.
Well,
maybe you should have asked them.
It was the cartel.
You don't know that it was the cartel.
I don't know. I'm glad we didn't stick around and find out.
I mean,
We had to run back in there and get Tashina's, like, stand next to her grandpa before they, like, they weren't going to take us. We could have been in sex slavery right now. not buying Christmas presents for our kids. God damn it, yeah. We should have caught us.
Do we get money in sex slavery? That's not funny either. Don't talk about that. We're not doing well tonight. This is going to be a not PR podcast tonight.
So we got almost stolen.
We almost got stolen. We almost got left in Mexico.
I remember all the taco nights we had with your grandma, too. She made the best tacos. Mm-hmm.
And she used to make this, like, little graham cracker. Did she ever make that for you? It was like the regular graham crackers, and then there was like a frosting in the middle of it.
I don't think so.
And it was like an ice cream sandwich.
I don't think so. They're good though.
Minus the ice cream. It was just like a cream sandwich. I don't know what the hell it was. I don't know where she got
it's
it from.
It's a frosting sandwich.
Mmm. It was so good.
I remember all the times we stayed the night there and she let us sleep out in the trailer. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I loved her.
I know.
That was definitely a bummer.
Yeah. So we've been battling that and it's been okay. We had Thanksgiving. Well, we all got sick because everybody and their mothers,
the
along with your
plague.
Yeah. It has been rough. Everybody's got influenza A, strep. So I started out with strep for a week and then I ended up, and my kids ended up with, no, I did. I ended up with influenza A. So did my in-laws because my little sweet, precious baby nephew
got you sick.
Got me sick. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he was sick or I wouldn't have been loving on him.
Yeah.
At all. I'd have punted him across the living room and said, "Yeet." Sit over there. Yeah. And then Peyton got sick. So by the time that Thanksgiving rolled around, we were supposed to have Thanksgiving on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving with my mom and my grandpa at our house. And that didn't happen because I was feeling like death eating a biscuit still.
Damn shit.
And so we ended up doing it on Friday and it worked out really nice and it was good, but it's been pretty hard to get my grandpa out to do things.
I bet he's having a hard time.
Yeah, he's having a real hard time.
I love your grandpa, too.
I know. So, like, he didn't want to come watch the Parade of Lights, which I don't blame him because it was raining and it was
so
cold.
So cold.
So I don't blame him for that. And then during the Christmas extravaganza, he came and watched the kids dance at the Winter Wonderland, and then he watched them ice skating and stuff. So, I mean, he has been out and about, but he's got a lot more hard days than hard days, you know? So.
And it, I mean, losing somebody is never easy to begin with, but right in the holidays, like it's...
Doesn't it seem like that's how it always is, though?
But honestly, no matter what, there's always a first holiday without them.
Right.
And they're never good. Whether
right.
they died months ago or right before the holidays. Like the first...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel like the holidays are just... I mean, it's always hard, but the holidays are the harder.
Rough. Yeah. So that was my November, pretty much. My grandma passed away. We had the illness of death, and now we're in December. And it literally took up the whole month of November.
Yeah, and my illness started the day before Thanksgiving. And it literally, like, it just ended. Tomorrow is my last day of antibiotics. And
are your ears feeling better?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't have an infection, thank God, that... my sinus pressure, I guess, was like, my sinuses were swollen. And it was like pushing on my ears.
Oh.
But they weren't infected, thank God.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, just sinus nonsense.
My mom's sick now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she
is. So I think she's finally gotten it.
Freaking everybody I know. Mm-hmm. Everybody I know. My office was closed so much from November to December.
Yeah.
And then by the time, like, the boss was feeling better and she could be back to work, then we were all out. Like, it was just...
Yeah, I talked to Dr. Walsh, and he said in his whole history of being a doctor, he's never seen the flu this bad.
Yeah.
He said it is nuts.
The one I went to in Minden told me the same thing. He said that, and it's weird because they're all lasting, like, close to 14 days. But by, like, the 13th day, like, everybody seems to be getting worse.
Right.
And so they're all coming in, like, I've been sick for 2 weeks. I thought it was getting better, and now I'm, like, dying. And he was like... So, like, they're catching everything right back to back, and they don't really know how to treat it.
And it seems like there's different strands, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you'll go for 2 weeks for this one strand. Well, then you had met somebody that had another strand, mm-hmm. and now you have that strand. Like, Jesus Christ.
All I know is the first day, my body aches were mm-hmm. so intense. Like, that
yeah.
was pain. Like, I thought I was dying.
Yeah.
My back, my mm-hmm. legs, everything just aching.
Did you get a cough?
Yes.
So, I had body aches, but then I felt like somebody literally like punched my back, just stood there and like as hard as they could. But I think it was from me coughing so hard. I was coughing so hard I was throwing up. It was terrible. I had to sleep with a freaking lozenge in my mouth.
Yep.
So that way I wouldn't cough.
Nighttime's the worst to go to sleep because every time you lay down, you feel it in there. Yeah. I slept on the couch quite a bit because I kept thinking I was waking Joey up. I was feeling awful.
It was rough. Yeah. Matt was like, can you stop coughing? And I was like, oh yeah, just let me. Every now and then I'll get, like, if I start laughing too hard or something, I'll start coughing.
Yeah. My cough thankfully went away. I'm still, like, kind of congested, though.
Yeah. See, I never had any congestion or anything. Peyton did, though. Peyton was sicker than a dog. She had a fever. Mm-hmm. She was so sick.
Got Addie, too. It went through everybody in my house, but in, like, different levels.
Forms.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I would say Addie probably had it the worst. And then me, obviously.
Right.
It was really rough for me. It was so hard. It was so good. It was so hard.
So hard.
I'm
so
lucky
hard.
I made it through.
So that was all of November. Then December came around. So the first week in December, Matt and I went and watched George Strait.
I saw that.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. I was a little disappointed, though. Not in him. He's fantastic, and he still sings miraculously, and his band is older than Dirk, and they still do a miraculous job. I was upset because he played a lot more of his new songs.
Oh,
and
like
I wanted
songs.
Old songs. Like, I wanted it to be a pure country moment, and that's my fault for setting myself up for failure. You know what I mean? Because I assumed he was going to play older songs, but he didn't. But boy,
he's... What is he doing still making songs? He should be playing his older music.
Thank you. Yeah. He sang from 9 p.m. to midnight.
Wow.
He can still rock.
Yeah.
And then Matt was 800 years old and was like, it's loud in here. Is it time to go yet? I'm tired. I'm like, can you stop yawning? The king
was
is singing.
Was it just you
too? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just turned and burned. We went down Friday morning.
Where was it at?
Vegas.
Holy shit.
Yeah. We went
I didn't
down.
You went to Vegas?
Friday morning, drove, got there, hung out for a little bit, went to his concert at 8 p.m. Got back up the next morning at 6 to come home because the kids had their Winter Wonderland dance. Yeah, it was rough. And then this Friday, we just had Matt's SWAT dinner. And then next Friday, we have, or this Friday coming up, we have my Christmas dinner. So we haven't been home on a Friday in the last, however, 3 weeks. But we're not staying this Friday. We're coming home. But.
We already did all of our Christmas parties.
Did you?
Yeah.
In November?
No. Oh. Joey's for the fire department and for his work were last Friday, like as in a couple days ago. And so we split the time.
Oh.
Kind of. And then the Friday before that was my work.
Oh.
They were fun.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm like, that's kind of sort of not my thing because there's so many people and like, and I don't really know all of them and it like, it's Joey's all up in there.
Right.
And so he's like, babe, I know you don't really like going to this stuff, so... I mean, if you don't want to, I can go by myself. And I was like, oh, there's an out. And I was like about to be like, then I like, he went to mine. He does every, that guy does everything that I ever want to do. And he never, I mean, he complains about a lot of things, but generally not about things that I want to do,
right.
Like ever. So I'm like, oh girl, I may have said, but can we stand in the corner and not talk to anybody? But we didn't. We had fun.
Good.
It was fun. I had fun. Took
wow.
a few drinks.
Look at you, loosen you up.
Yeah, it was good.
I've decided for the 850th time that I should not drink.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't. I thought I was doing very well. I had about 25 Crown and Cokes. I was doing well, wasn't even stumbling, nothing.
So
went to bed, did well, got up in the morning. Tummy was a little upset. Issue, I had a headache. Didn't have any Excedrin on me. So then I waited and waited and waited. And then we finally got up and got around. So I went and got some Excedrin down at the little shop down in the casino. And I took it on an empty stomach.
Ooh.
And I thought, well, we're going to go to like Starbucks or whatever right here. So I'll just eat almost immediately. That didn't happen. We ended up having to go to Carson from Reno because Matt's fucking patrol car is always broken. He had to get some part, so then I started to get a little nauseous because I took an Excedrin without eating anything. And I was like, oh no, this is not good. And then I was getting hangry on top of that. So finally, Matt fed me.
Yeah. Tuna is the worst.
Finally, Matt fed me, and then I barely ate any of it, and I was like, okay, if I just eat a little bit, maybe she'll settle down. And then my mouth started watering, and I was like, motherfucker. And Matt was like, what is wrong? And I was like, I'm about to puke. He's like, do you want me to pull over? I'm like, do you have a bag or something? Because, like, you're not going to have time. So he got me a bag out of his side door, and I started ralphing right next to him.
And then did he want to ralph?
And then he went like this. And I was like, you're not helping.
Oh my God, that's awful.
It was really awful.
And it just kept going.
And it just kept going and going. And then he almost barfed a few times. And then finally my belly felt so much better.
And then you ate?
No. And then he was like, can you, as I'm still with my face in the fucking bag, can you maybe put that bag down? I am puking. And then he rolls my window down.
Oh, shit.
He rolls my window down as we're going Mach 8000 down the road. And this plastic bag with my phlegm and spit is just like waving in my face. And I was like,
this is the worst story.
I fucking hate you sometimes. And then he's like, I can't smell. Shut up.
Are you like a dramatic thrower-upper, or are you loud?
I'm loud. Yeah. Oh, I like it comes from my toes all the way. Yeah. Like
Joey
I am
and
not
Lily,
a gentle thrower-upper.
You could literally move to China and still hear Joey and Lily throw up.
Yeah.
Like you really could.
Yeah, I'm not a gentle thrower-upper.
I mean, it's not a very gracious thing to do to begin with.
Have you ever held your puke? Like in a bag?
No.
There's a lot that comes out.
Gross.
And then
Tashina,
I was telling
Matt.
And then I was telling Matt, it's kind of heavy. And he was like, shut the fuck up! I was like, I feel much better. He's like, well, I'm glad you do. And then he rolls down his window and like put his head out the window.
Yeah, that's awful.
I was like, well, whatever. I feel much better. And then I kind of took a little cat nap, and then I woke up and my belly started hurting again. And I was like, oh no. I had already tied off the bag. Like, I don't want to open it and the fumes come out, you know?
You didn't get rid of the bag?
Well, not until I found a garbage can, which was at my house. What's him doing?
I don't think that one was him.
Oh.
That was a white one.
So, anyway, I just really should not drink, I don't think. It does not like me. Although, I don't feel like that was the hangover. I feel like it was because I had a headache and I took it on an empty stomach.
Speaking of a headache, that was one of my biggest things. So I had a headache every single day for like
sick?
15 days,
yeah.
Yes. And because I already have neck like pains, like I swear it was right in the base of my neck and it just like killed me every single. In fact, I still have one today. Like I had to take medicine for it.
So you know, now that we're talking about it, I'm pretty sure that I have a headache right now too. Yep, there it is.
Oh my God.
I'm not even kidding.
I was told today two things.
Okay.
That I have the calmest voice.
You
ever.
Always get fucking told that. All the time.
But when people, let me just tell you, when people talk to me about us doing this, it's like mortifying. Like, I don't feel like anybody should ever bring it up unless they're going to give me a whole compliment. Like, just don't bring up the fact that we do this because we do some stupid, embarrassing shit, and then I have to think about all of it.
Yeah, but it's not like we don't do that on a normal basis when we're together.
Most people who want to talk to me about it, like, talk to me about it while I'm at work. Like, that's professional Stephanie, okay?
Oh.
Not that she's much better than this Stephanie.
Yeah, I see my professional slash whatever Tashina is on a regular basis are the same people.
But it cracks me up when people tell me I have a calm voice, and I really think because when I listen back to it, I feel like I sound like such a stoner because it takes so long between my words. But it's really just because I'm trying to like
enunciate,
sound intellectual, and so I really have to think about my words, like what's coming next.
Oh.
So I talk so slow, and apparently it's calming.
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 I don't know.
Common. It's getting fucking hot in here.
And then
happening.
I was also told by somebody else today that me and you need to do the hot Dorito challenge.
See, my acid reflux could never.
And I was like, dude, I watched videos of people doing that, and like, the paramedics were called on a couple, and he's like, I know, and I'm like, no, it's really bad. He's like, I know, and I'm like, you want us to do that? And he was like, it'd be funny.
First of all, we've got accosted on a Sprite challenge. Can you imagine what they'd say about us fucking with a Dorito, hot spicy Dorito or the ghost pepper Dorito? No, they already hate our asses for the most part.
Like, oh my God. I am still having the time of my life commenting back on these. We got a comment last night where somebody says, this was a stupid idea. And I was like, oh, thank you. We have a lot of them.
I just stick around. Like, why do they feel the need to put that, though? Like, we know it's stupid. That's why we did it. I just don't. Did you think it was a good idea when you saw a Sprite challenge?
Yeah, no.
I don't think
anything we ever do is a good idea.
No. I mean, I'm just saying, for those people that are watching it, like, did you think you were intellectually going to be mind blown when you watched that video? No, you stupid twat.
You made my whole day the other day when you texted me a screenshot of the messages that me and some other man were having.
Oh, man.
Because I was really wanting you to see it, and you saw it.
Finally.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just ignore them because I'm like, oh, these people. Because we still get...
Every day there's a
every
comment.
Day there's like 3 or 4 comments. And sometimes I don't even look at them. So, but yeah, you had some really good ones. You roasted that person. I was like, good for you.
Yeah, I really did.
Yeah. So, anyways. Did you hear about that little girl that got abducted by the FedEx man?
Yeah, I heard that he accidentally ran her over and she didn't die, and he panicked and took her and killed her. And you know, this is awful, so please don't ever, like, judge me for what's coming out of my mouth, because sometimes the things that come out are awful.
You've been warned.
When I first thought that, saw that happened, I figured it was some freaking creepo who took her and raped her and, like, did bad things. But accidentally hitting her and panicking, like, it's just... I mean, she still wound up dead, but to me, it, like...
Do you think he really accidentally hit her, though?
I don't know. I'd like to think of it better that way than think of some man who's, like, our age that can just steal a kid and do that to them.
But why do we have to kill her? Like, an accident's an accident. Like, if she was in the frickin' road or something and you backed up... You know what I mean? Like, it's an accident. Like, fucking get her parents and be like... And deal with your repercussions, like...
Yeah. I mean, because... Either way, it's...
Yeah, either way, yeah. I mean...
I don't know. It's easier for my brain to accept it the other way, though. Like, he's human, he hit her, and then he panicked, and he fucking was a douche. Like, I don't know. It's better than what...
Yeah, I mean...
The alternative for me.
That he, like, saw her and then...
Intentionally kidnapped and murdered her.
Right.
That's hard for my brain.
Yeah. And then I felt bad. I was watching these TikTok videos, and it was, like, a FedEx guy, and... It just makes you think, like, so FedEx is obviously a big company, and there's a million.
Huge.
So now, like, people are afraid of their FedEx driver.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then, like, this one FedEx guy was like, I swear, like, I would never do, like, he was crying. And then you're like, why are you doing that?
Sounds guilty to me.
Yeah. I don't know. It just makes you sad because it's like, well, fuck, there's 8 million FedEx drivers, and now... Every one of them is going to be looked at as, like, a child killer, you know? Like, that sucks.
I don't know. I feel like it's hard to tell if there's just, like, a plethora of bad shit going on in the world or if we're just so much... It's so much more in our faces because we're, like...
I think that's what it is. I think it's just so much more in your face than...
Because it's kind of, if you really, like, get pulled into it, like, it's kind of terrifying to think of, like, our kids growing up like that. Like, you can't even trust your kid out front. You can't even order packages.
No.
Like,
and I will never stop ordering packages.
You guys, you want to know the craziest thing about Tashina? It really is probably the craziest thing about you. That every
it better be really.
It blows my mind to me because I order something and it comes. I'm literally watching the shipping, the tracking from the second I order it, like, until it's on my porch.
Mm-hmm.
I go out and I get it and I open it right away. Do you know how many times I've come to your house and there's just boxes and boxes and literally piled up of shit that's just not open? Like, you bought that to not open it? Aren't you excited about what you just ordered? Why'd you order if you're not going to take it out of the box?
What is at my house right now that isn't open?
This is the first time, honestly. Oh. I mean, I haven't been to your house since 1914. But this
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure they're all open right now.
Yeah, this is the first time. Normally, there's a pile by your front door of boxes.
In all fairness, there was a pile this afternoon. But I know exactly what they are, though. I had, like, a whole bunch of wrestling stuff that I had.
But you still don't want to... I get so excited to open packages.
No, I don't really. Because it means that I have to continue to do something. I have to continue to do the Christmas presents I was supposed to make for everybody.
That was your bad.
I know. I'm getting there.
I have a book for you to read. And I should have brought it to you because remember how you made me read that creative book?
Uh-huh.
And it made us want to do all these things?
Uh-huh.
I've read another one and it made me want to do all these things also, but I refrained from doing all the things because I was miserable the last time I got a hair up my ass and wanted to do all the things.
Yeah, we can't be doing all the things anymore.
It's just, we're too old.
I am very proud of myself because this year, this weekend, finished the 38th photo session of my life in 2022. And I've made myself a promise that unless they're seniors, I am not doing them between January and May, because inevitably I'll have somebody that forgot that their kid was graduating.
Yeah.
And needs pictures, whatever. So I'm trying to keep those open, or I've already had them. So I only have 14 sessions booked for the next year coming up, and I don't think that I will be, and those have been booked because I was booked prior.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get them in, and so they're just on the next list. I am not taking any more clients for next year.
I don't think you should.
Because my mental health took a digger real quick.
Yeah.
And that's not okay.
Can I just say, though, that you're so talented?
Thank you.
Your pictures are so good.
I've really been having a hard time recently. And again, because I think that, like, my heart wasn't in it, you know? And so in my mind, they're not
as good as you
right
think. But then everybody keeps saying you're also your own worst critic.
Yeah I'm
because
really
you'll like send me a picture. I mean, it's been a long time since you've sent me a picture where you're just like, I can't, you don't fucking like it and I love it, and
right.
But I never understand, like, it looks yellow and I'm like, I see no yellow, like,
I know. It is a little bit of a conundrum. Once you start taking pictures of people, you notice everything.
Yeah.
And you notice everything in every picture, not just like other people that are taking pictures, not just your pictures, like pictures in hotels.
Yeah.
Like, you just start noticing everything, which is a little bit of a, it's kind of a downer, to be honest. But we're not downing, we're upping, and I'm very excited to start next year.
I think that's good.
Not have that many, and I'm excited to be home a little bit. I probably won't be home, let's be fucking honest. If I'm not taking pictures, I'll be doing something else, but.
She will agree to 50 other things.
I am also the director of youth wrestling this year.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's fine. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to coach, so that's fine. Even though I'm still helping.
Yeah.
Because I like to yell at kids. It's just my favorite thing. But we had 48 wrestlers sign up.
Nice.
Which has not happened in, I can't tell you how long.
You've been recruiting people.
Yes, I have. I've been shaming children into wrestling, and they love it.
The gal I work with.
Yes, I tried.
Like, I'm 80. Yeah, she's like.
I tried.
She hit me up, like, right in front of the kids, too. Like, she's like, oh, you're going to have them wrestle? She's like, she did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she did. Because I don't know why they decided not to. It was too much for them this year. I think because of other parenting schedules, like co-parenting.
Yeah.
But one of her sons really wanted to do it, and so she's like, I wish I wouldn't have said that in front of them.
Listen,
she did that on purpose.
I 100%
she's
did
a
it
recruiter.
On purpose. I am. I recruited some other kid.
She's like Uncle Sam.
There was a child that straight up told me, I'm playing basketball. And I was like, okay, well, whatever. Like, if you want to play basketball, that's fine. Whatever. And I didn't, like, really bug her. Well, then her brother came to practice, and she didn't have basketball that night. And then by the end of wrestling practice, she was like, I want to wrestle. I knew you did.
I thought we were going to have basketball this year.
Yeah, what happened?
And so Addison will be on a basketball team.
Oh, okay.
And Addison has this crush who is on her basketball. Okay, he's on her basketball team. Mm-hmm. He's in her fucking class. He sits next to her. They're
in
and
love.
This kid goes to the club. And now John works at the club. And John called me like, Stephanie, this fucking kid came up to me and was like, hey, you're Addison's dad? You're about to be my father-in-law.
What?
Yeah. They're 8. And he's like, I almost murdered him. I'm like, yeah, that, yeah, let's, we write it down because I'll help you. Like, what the? Anyways, so she's happy as a clam. She's on a team. She doesn't even
living
know what sport
her best
she's
life.
Playing, but yeah. She's with her fiance.
Right.
And she's living happily ever after.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. So Jaden hadn't played in what? The last year she played with Peyton. Is that 3 years
oh,
ago?
Oh, yeah. That was the last time she played?
Yes.
Oh.
And so the only reason, I didn't even ask her. I signed her up because I was thinking, Jaden likes to try everything.
Right.
So I was like, next year when it's the school team,
yeah,
I guarantee
can,
you she's going to want to try. And I'm like, well, let's give her a little bit of like.
Yeah, some practice before she tries
yeah,
to make a big
team. Yeah, before she tries an, out yeah. for an actual team. So I tell her, you're playing basketball. And she's like, nah. Mom, I don't really want to play. I'm like, you just try it. It's fine. It doesn't mean anything. It's a Boys and Girls Club. It's 4
right.
weeks. Like, just try it. Okay. So she's getting all ready, and I could tell, like, she didn't want... I should have just, like, listened to her, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So there's this weird thing about listening to your kids and,
right.
like, they
we
know what they're talking about.
We think mother knows best.
Yes. So we get in there, and she starts, and she's like, I think that she's having a good time. She's laughing. She's joking around. And then she comes and sits next to me. And I'm like, Jay, go out there and play. And she looked at me and she's like, nope. And just started crying. And she's like, take me home. Take me home. Take me home. And I'm like, okay. So I like, let's go. Like, walked her out. She wouldn't even look at any of the kids. She was like looking down. And she just didn't like it.
She's like, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
If I survive being a parent to all 4 of those girls
yeah.
in my house, because it has been some emotional weeks.
Yeah.
With the 2 middle ones.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
And
Joey's so busy at the Fire Academy. It's like every night except for Tuesdays and then almost all the weekends. And so it's like just me with these things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, like, and he doesn't even text me back. Like,
what am I supposed to do?
Code black.
Yeah.
Help.
Help me. Help me.
I'm drowning.
In our house, Peyton's been pretty good. Maurice has been an emotional roller coaster. And I don't know, he's wrestling bigger boys this year. I mean, sometimes he has the same person, but then some days, he'll wrestle the bigger boys, and I don't know if he's just like trying harder or what.
It's
and then by the time he gets home, he's exhausted. And then, like, for instance, the other day, for Christmas, my kids have decided they want to go on vacation instead of getting presents, so they know that. So the other day, I'm editing pictures and I'm at my desk and he's on the couch and he looks straight at me out of fucking nowhere and goes, well, I was going to write a Christmas list at school, but I'm not going to now. What? What? Like, out of fucking nowhere. And I was like, well, why? Well, because we're going on vacation, and so you were not getting any presents. So what's the point of me writing a letter? And I said, oh, my God, so sorry for you that you get to go on vacation. I said, do you want to know how many kids actually get to go on vacation? Every one of them.
Tell
the fuck
to come
no.
to my house because my kids haven't been anywhere outside
yeah.
of Yerington, Nevada.
Yeah. I'm like, no, that is not true. And I was like, well, what did you want to write on your Christmas list? Well, it was going to be a surprise. Okay. Why are we having this conversation? I don't understand. And then he goes, I said, just tell me what you were going to write. Well, I wanted an Xbox. Well, first of all, that's never going to happen. You
yeah.
know that. It's a very strict rule at our house. We don't have those type of video games. We don't. And it's not going to happen. So then he goes, well, I'm getting made fun of at school. So then, of course, Matt hears him and is like, so when I'm laughing at him just now because he was being a nightmare, now it's serious because somebody's being mean to him. And Matt's like behind me, don't laugh at him. excuse me, where'd you come from? I'm having this conversation right here. Now all of a sudden you've decided to come in, by all means. So then he goes, well, I'm getting picked on because I'm the only person at the school who doesn't have an Xbox. Also false. I can name at least 10 kids right now that don't have an Xbox. Well, they make fun of me for everything. My shoes, my hat, my jeans. I was like, okay, well, you need to quit caring what people think is what you need to do.
I feel like kids are much meaner than they used to be.
Yes.
Like, I remember getting made fun of, and it was always a thing. But, like, I don't feel like it's as, like, now that there's social media and stuff, mm-hmm. they're so fucking mean. Like, Jaden has had a rough year with that. She's been made fun of for all kinds of stuff. And that now, like, Lil is also being made fun of for the complete opposite. Like, kids are telling Jaden that she looks like she's pregnant, and then they're telling Lily that she's shaped like a Skittle box. And I'm like, Lil, she tells me this the other night crying, like, they said I have a body like a Skittle box. And I was like, Lil, what's a Skittle box shape? Like, square. And she even did that with her fingers, like, a square. I'm like, do they know how good Skittles are, though? Right. I mean, come
on. Taste the rainbow, you know?
And if you shake it, it's like a whole jamboree. Like, you are your own fucking instrument.
Right?
Like, rock it, girl. But kids are mean.
I just can't. If I'm so glad that, well, I probably shouldn't parent the two that I have, because if Peyton would have came home and told me that somebody called her a Skittle box, I would have fucking laughed right in her face. And that is not... not what your child needs. Your child needs reassurance and somebody to be there for them, and I would have fucking laughed.
I am quick to, like, it's really bad, because if a kid used to be mean to me or anything used to happen to me and I would talk to my mom, she would, like, be a responsible adult,
right.
And she would, like, well, no, okay, like, she would never right. talk shit with me. Like, it was always, right. like, trying to get me to see it. Mm-hmm. But my kids come to me and they're like, oh, she told me that I had slimy hair. And I'm like, have you seen her fucking hair and her mom's? Like, psh. And then I have to, like, tone it down. I'm like, I need to say that. Like, please.
So the next time you guys ask me something or tell me something, you need to give me 5 minutes to think about my answer.
Yeah, I'm like, you're beautiful. Sorry. I don't know. I'm quick to be like, well, fuck that kid.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And her mom. It always goes back to that.
First of all, if I could for one day go back in my kids' bodies to school right now, I would. And I would wreck house at that school. And it would make me so happy.
Especially if you came back in Peyton's body, because you would be so polar opposite from her and nobody would know what the hell hit them.
Oh, don't worry. That little thing has really found her voice recently.
Has she?
Oh, yes. And she's becoming a lot more like me than like her dad.
Is she?
Yes.
You poor
thing. God, her and her dad are like, well, they're still the same person, let's be honest, and they're just like
buttons
all the time, and I have to be the mediator between them both, and I'm like, listen, I am not in the middle of this anymore. If you have a problem with her, talk to her. If you have a problem with him, talk to him. Like, I'm done.
Like the mediator?
Done. Yes, yeah. I'm done. I'm not doing it anymore. But yeah, she has definitely found her little voice. And then you hear all this stuff about the kids, you know, being picked on or whatever. So then I was asking her, like, has anybody pick on you or anything? And she was like, no. She's like, probably behind my back, but I don't care. And I was like, okay.
Like, see, and Jaden never used to care either, but right. I just feel like something, she's snapped. In her feelings yeah. all of a sudden, but I think it's like yeah. because of her age and she's...
hormones.
Yeah. Because she never used to give a shit, like, at all. In fact, even me and John have been talking because, like, we've always worried about Trin because she's just right. so sweet and, like, and she never really comes home and tells me anybody's making fun of her. Like, she just, I think she's adaptable and she just, like, moves on to
Every
the next person
I've
who's
seen
nice to her.
Trinity at school.
She has a million friends.
Yes.
Yes.
Always has a group of friends around her, and she looks like she's having the time of her life, to be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, and if there's something going on, she just, like, moves to the next. Because she's one of those girls that gets along with
everybody.
I'm not going to say she's friends with everybody, but she's nice
along,
enough
right.
that they all like her. So right. depending on what drama is going over here, she just moves over right. to the next one. Like, she stays out of it.
Right.
She'll even cry if her friends are in the drama. Like, which is weird, because then we've always been worried about her getting her feelings hurt and stuff because she has such a huge heart. And then, like, I worried about Jaden in the opposite, as in, like, she's going to be breaking hearts and hurting people. And
right.
I was going to be called to principal's office all the time. But now it's kind of, like, turned around, and Trin doesn't give two shits about what other people think. She might, like, internally, but she doesn't ever say it. But Jaden, like, everything is the end of the world. It's like, and that she's just, like, crying, and
I felt like Peyton was kind of like that last year. Like, she had a pretty rough time last year. Everything was kind of like the end of the world. Everybody was mean to her, you know.
I hope it's a phase.
Yes, it is. I think it is a phase. But I agree with you. People are so much more mean. Children are mean now. And that social media does not help. And they have those Snapchat groups where everybody's mother effing this, go hurt yourself this, go do this. Like, where the fuck are your parents?
Right.
I'll beat your mom too.
I don't know. I don't like to say any of that stuff because I could only imagine. That's just going to make me sound like a bad mom. But we don't have Snapchat, but my kids have TikTok. They have all the things they probably shouldn't have. And I'm just...
Well, good news is I go through your girls' stuff, so...
Did you watch all the TikToks I made with Jaden?
No.
You probably shouldn't.
I'm definitely going to know. I have been monitoring.
Have you seen the one where the flea jumps?
Oh, yes.
I did that one and everybody knew, so I was just like going through the kids, like, you want to see my flea? And they're all like, yes. I'm like, oh, you ruined it. Like,
you ruined it.
You ruined it all.
Yes, I did see that one. That one's pretty funny.
And then they put some rap song on, but like every time you think it's going to cuss, it says like a different word, like Miss Susie had a steamboat.
Oh. Steam-
like that, and so it was like the challenge is every time it cusses, you're supposed to smack her.
Oh.
And so I'm the one who's supposed to smack Jaden, and I kept like, because I kept thinking it was going to cuss, and it's just stupid TikToks. I look like a fool.
It's okay.
But there's like 5 of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so.
I'll have to go through. I haven't looked at it in a while, but I was monitoring them.
Enjoy your entertainment.
Between them both, it's like, oh boy.
My kids?
Yes.
Jaden and Lily?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
That boyfriend of Lily's.
The other night, and I heard her feelings too, because she's got this boy. Okay, she had a boyfriend at the beginning of the year.
Right.
That boyfriend is now dating a boy.
Oh.
So she got a new boyfriend.
Okay, good for her.
She moved right along
right.
quick and fierce, and she loves this kid.
Yes, and it seems every like day, she's very smitten.
Every day I come home and she's like, oh, say his name's Tom.
Oh my god!
Crazy. She's like, oh, you want to know I talked about all day today, Steph? And then she proceeds to tell me a 7-hour story about a kid I don't know. I've never seen him in my whole life, other than those weird ass pictures she posts of like his forehead. Like, he's like a 5-year-old taking a selfie. Like, get a good picture of this kid,
he's
okay?
He's so handsome. Like, forehead. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And so. She's telling me all this, and finally I'm like, Lil. And she finally stops, and she's like, yeah? I'm like, I love you so much, Lil, but I don't want to hear about Dylan's day.
His name's Tom.
Tom. Tom Dylan. Thomas Dylan. Anyways, Tom D. T.D. I'm like... It's cool that he, I mean, it's not cool he had a bad day, and I'm really sorry, but, like, there's 3 children behind you who are also trying to tell me about their day. Like, I would like to hear about your day,
and
I would like to hear about their days,
block.
But, like, I don't want to hear about TD anymore.
No. Thomas Dylan has got to go.
Yes. That could be, like,
him
a
and his forehead.
Name. I should tell her that. That's one thing we haven't breached yet. Like, get a good picture of him.
Yeah. Lily, if you listen to this, we're not making fun of you. It's just,
not
you
at
say
all,
he's so handsome,
we
but
love you.
I haven't seen his fucking face at all.
Well, her last boyfriend, she was so excited about him. Like, so, okay, let me just tell you, there's a kid in her grade who is the cutest kid ever, and he has the biggest crush on Lily. Like, he is obsessed with her. And at the fair, he got her stuffed animal. Like, he's obsessed with, he's a cute kid. Mm-hmm. He's super cute. He's, mm-hmm. like, taller than her. Mm-hmm. He's handsome.
He wrestles?
Yes, and he's a good freaking, well, as far as I know, he's a good kid.
I think he's a little bit of a shithead, but.
They all are.
Yeah.
But, like, so she was dating another kid named Tom Jr.
Damn.
Yeah, I know.
I got the Tom family.
At the Fair and Rodeo Parade, he, like, came through on a float. He's the size of a flea. He's, like,
up. You said he was, like, as big as Maurice.
Yes. He's, like, he came by, and they're, like, there's Tom. I got it.
Right, hey, now. You Tom, did. Tom Jr. Doing.
And I'm, like, wait, that's Lily's Tom? And they're, like, yeah, that's him. And I'm, like, how old is he? He's her age. And so I'm, like, elbowing Joey, like, look, that's Tom. And he's, like, Lily. And so then it was on, and we, like, Lily, he's, like, up to your shoulder, like, so we were trying to push her towards the other one, and then unfortunately by the end of the day she was crying because we're mean. Like, I don't, she, what? Anyways, so she has the potential to have a super cute boyfriend who adores her.
Yes, he really does.
Literally picks a short kid who looks like he's 7. And then
a forehead.
I don't even know what he looks like. I think that that's the only reason she takes pictures of just his forehead, just because she doesn't want us to say anything else. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. He's a very cute kid, and I don't understand why she hasn't given him a chance.
I've talked to her about it so many times, and she's just like, ah, Steph. I'm like,
yeah, but then again, you think back of when somebody liked you, like really liked you. I remember, for instance, in about 7th grade, there was a boy that absolutely was infatuated with you. And I kept begging him to tell me who he liked, because I was just nosy as fuck. And finally, he told me she has brown hair and blue eyes. And I fucking searched every chick in our grade, and then I was like talking to you about it, and then I looked at you and I was like, motherfucker, there you are. I've been looking for
what
you all day.
What kid is this?
Mikey Butcher.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
I mean, you know, also had some man that, while you were napping, stole your car.
I've always had this problem where...
I mean, it sounds like she's kind of taking after you, to be honest.
I mean, unfortunately, I have a very cool personality.
Right, and everybody loves you.
Yeah, it's been a problem my whole life. For men, not women. Women hate me. But, like... every time I've ever tried to make a friend with a man or a boy or a kid or like,
whoa,
at some point, like, they wind up like making me mix CDs of love songs and like,
yeah, it's happened to you quite a bit.
Yes, my whole life. Yeah. Every friend. Yeah. In fact, there is still one guy who's local here who may have taken my car one time while I was napping has convinced Joey that we used to date. And I'm like, I have never officially dated that kid.
No.
No. That we were like freaking soulmates. Yeah. All through school, if you ask him. I don't know. It's literally happened my whole life. And then I get into awkward situations because I like hanging out with boys more than I like hanging out with girls. Like, I get along with them better than girls.
Right.
But then all of a sudden they want to date me and I don't want to date them. And then it's like fucking
awkward.
You're
too feminine. If you punch them in the face every now and then or throw an elbow in their rib, they don't want to date you.
Yeah, maybe.
Be aggressive.
I remember one time I went to Reno with a group of like 5 boys. And one of them really liked me. And he was really fucking mad that I didn't like him back. And so he pouted the whole
time. Oh, there's
time.
Nothing better
like,
than
literally
a powder.
The whole time to where the other boys were like texting me, just touch his wiener.
Serious. That I'm seems not like even... a conversation some boys would say.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. And I'm like, no. And so then we went to Claim Jumper and he sat in the car. We ate.
Well, that's his own fucking
and they were
problem.
Like,
yeah.
Just touch him. And I'm like, fuck no. Like, it's not happening. So yeah, it's been a problem my whole life.
See? So Lily's kind of in the same boat. She doesn't like somebody who likes her. I guarantee the moment that that boy says he doesn't like her anymore, she'll be all over him.
Yep.
That's all he's got to do.
I was so mad that night at the fair because it was just me and Joey and he brings a stuffed animal. Can you bring this to Lil? And I had to carry that fucking stuffed animal around with me all goddamn night. Like, I should have, in hindsight, been like, give it to her
yourself
on Monday.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay. And then I have this fucking stuffed animal the whole night.
Does she
night.
Still have it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Double. You run, they chase. You chase, they run. Yep. As soon as he says he doesn't
they
like her anymore.
Walk home together every day after school.
Yeah. See?
I think she just doesn't want to date him because we would rather her date him, and she's never going to do what we want her to do.
Or maybe she's afraid that, like, she would really like him.
I don't think that's... Oh. I don't think she's thought that far in.
Oh, we're not that... It's not that deep, huh?
Did you know that Jaden tried out for the school play and she got a spot?
She did?
Yeah, she... Whatever character, it's Beauty and the Beast, and she tried out for one of the mean sisters.
Oh,
she
get it?
She fucking got it.
Nice.
Yep, I'm like, and she just acted just like herself.
When's that going to be?
I don't know. I'll let you know, though. It should be, like, January, February.
Ooh, I want to see that. I can't wait.
Yeah, she was excited.
I didn't even know there was a play happening.
There's a play happening.
Obviously, my daughter doesn't want to be in a play.
I figured she would do it, but I think there's only, like, 3 girls that Jaden knew.
Oh.
Counting Jaden. 2 girls Jaden.
She also like this, yeah. Too.
Oh. 3 girls I know.
Right.
2 girls Jaden.
Yeah, Peyton didn't say a word about it, so she obviously didn't want to be in a play. I was in a play one time.
Were you?
Little Red Riding Hood. You want to know what I was?
Red Riding Hood.
A tree.
You make such a good tree.
Well, we're about to run out of time and we didn't even get to the topic that we wanted to, so...
I feel like you should pause it and then come back just...
Oh, just kidding. We're going to come back for a round 2, guys. Hold on to your seats. Okay, we're back. Unfortunately, we had a topic. Not sure really what it was, to be honest.
The Idaho killings.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard about it?
Yeah. I've been following it.
Have you?
Yep.
I heard about it last night.
Really?
Yes.
No, it happened a couple weeks ago. And
it's like a month ago. It was like November 13th.
And like the dean or whatever of the college. So 4 college students were found dead on campus, right? Wasn't it in a dorm?
Nope. They were off campus. They had rented a house off campus.
But it was close.
Yes. It was like near the like Sigma, Beta, Kappa fraternity houses, all that stuff was. Is very close to that. And it's a 3-level house. So there's like the top level, the middle level, then the ground level.
Yeah, and 4 people. I just feel like there's a lot of fishiness.
There's a lot of shit.
How can 4 people be stabbed to death with other people home and not be heard?
So the way that I'm kind of picturing this house is like each level is its own
house.
And there are reports from other people that lived in that house prior that said they could never hear their upstairs, like, people. However, my issue is, so these people got back at like 1:45, supposedly. All of them were in the house, the upstairs, the middle, and the downstairs. They were all home. So between 1:45 and 3 a.m. is when the murders happened. The downstairs neighbors on the first floor are the 2 that survived. The middle and the top layers were the ones that were killed. So there were text messages from one of the roommates in the bottom level at about 2:30 in the morning.
To them?
No, just she had text messages. Like, she was awake. So between 1:45 and 3... At 2:30, she was awake texting somebody, and she didn't hear. From what it sounds like, it was very gruesome. They were murdered. They were stabbed.
You can't be stabbed to death and not have a gruesome murder. I feel like that's the worst way to be murdered.
And they showed the outside of the house, where like through the siding of the house, blood has ran down the side of the house.
Wow.
So. That means a lot of fucking blood was lost. If it's coming out the siding of your house.
Yeah.
And then the one lady had the one. I kind of feel like, let's say that the other girls were asleep. Okay. I feel like the middle house, apartment, roommates. It was 2 girls and they were like BFFs. And one of them's name was Kaylee. I can look back and see what their names were. But I feel like if it was targeted, it was for that girl, I feel like.
Why?
Because she was the one that was murdered, like, so, oh, they're looking at Christmas lights. grotesquely. Like, she had the deepest stab wounds. Like, hers were pretty horrific compared to everybody else's. And so what they were saying was that they think they were all asleep because of their wounds, but hers were like huge gashes, I guess. I don't know.
But how, I understand stabbing one person to death in their sleep. Wouldn't the other person wake up?
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand. Like, I feel like there's definitely some fishy stuff, because unless they were super trashed and she was passed out, I mean, I don't know. I'm a very light sleeper. If you walk in my room, I'm going to know.
I was Instagram stalking the sister of one of the girls that was murdered.
Oh.
And she had a bunch of stories up, like, right when it happened, like, the day after. And she was, like, pleading with everybody, like, look, grades are not that important. College is not that important. They have absolutely no idea who did this. Get the fuck off campus.
Right.
Go home. Call your parents. Go home. Especially right. If you're out of state. Like, go home until they figure this out. There's nothing that call it, like, it's not worth it.
Right.
Like, get out of here.
Right.
She was like begging people to go home.
And then the upstairs apartment was a girl and her boyfriend, who he didn't actually live there. He was just spending the night that night.
So it was three girls and a boy?
Uh-huh. And they were murdered as well. So that is what I don't understand, is if like one of them was targeted.
And why not the bottom two? And are
right.
they suspects?
Right. And it never said where all the bodies were found. So it didn't say, like if they were being murdered in the middle apartment and then the upstairs neighbors came down and then they were all there, but it didn't sound like that, because then when the 911 call came in the next day at around noon, it was the girls from the bottom apartment had went up to go see them, and apparently the door was locked or they couldn't get in through the door, and they thought somebody was unconscious because they couldn't wake them up. And then they called 911 and said they thought that they were unconscious. Which I thought was kind of weird, too.
Like, the whole thing's weird. And they don't have any suspects?
Well...
Last I saw, there was no suspects.
Well, the issue is that even... So, they're not going to just come out and be like, we think it's you. When they have no motive, no... Like, you can't charge somebody without, like, a reasonable...
But normally they
suspicion.
Insinuate some kind of suspects. They don't normally say names, but
right.
they...
Well, unless like they so... think it's somebody that's, like, really close, or they are afraid they're going to leave or something. Somebody was saying they thought it was Kaylee's ex-boyfriend, Jeremy, because she had called him, like, a million times, but why would she call him?
Why would he kill four?
Right. So...
It's just fucking weird.
It's very weird. There's a... And then, like, the DA's office was saying stuff... That they didn't know who it was, that they didn't think it was targeted. They thought it was just random. But then the police department was saying that they thought it was targeted. So it was like two different conflicting stories. Like, I don't think the police are doing a very good job. Like, I don't know. It's very odd what's going on right now.
I feel like it's going to be another one of those situations that we never figure out. Because it's been, like you said, over a month.
Yeah.
And normally, if it goes that long, it's gonna...
Unless they're just trying to get as much evidence as possible to put towards that person.
Or persons.
Well, and that was the other thing. They were trying to figure out if there was two different knives being used. Because if there's two knives, then there might have been multiple people. What I don't understand... So, there's got to be blood all over that place. If it's seeping out the side, there's no blood... Because it snowed in Idaho. This all happened in Idaho. There's no blood on the outside of that house anywhere. Like footprints. Like nothing.
Yeah.
Like how the hell... How is there no evidence whatsoever if you're... I mean, you're going to be covered in blood if you're stabbing somebody.
Yeah. And some of your DNA you would think would be in there.
Well, and it sounded like they had covered their hands to... collect as much DNA because I think they said two of the victims at least had defensive wounds on them,
which means they weren't sleeping
or they woke up or something. Yeah, but then they said that they didn't suffer. How the fuck do you know that? I mean, you're gonna suffer if somebody stabs you. It's gonna hurt. I think they meant like they didn't bleed out a lot, but obviously there was a ton of blood because of fucking coming down the side of the house.
Yeah.
And there's no cameras around those places. There's no... I mean, it seems like everybody's got a Ring doorbell nowadays. Like, nothing? I don't know. It's very suspicious to me.
It is very fishy.
I don't know. I don't like it. Not one bit.
You just found out about that?
Yeah, like last night. And so I started looking into it and was listening to the podcast today. But the man that passed away, he was a triplet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I saw it on Instagram literally the morning after it happened.
Oh, really? Yeah, I hadn't heard about it until yesterday.
Yeah, and then a couple of the people I follow were also, like, into it, posting a bunch of stuff on their stories. Oh. But nothing ever was, like, concrete. Like, it was just kind of a bunch of, like,
amateur
theories.
Yeah.
Kind of, so I don't really...
Well, and that's kind of how it... I mean, that's how it's been the whole time. I was listening to a podcast today on it, and they were just kind of doing the timeline, you know, from, like, when it first happened, and, like, nothing had been... I had gotten up to almost December, and it was, like... Pretty much just what we went through. Nobody, they've not found anything.
Yeah.
How? I don't know. It's baffling to me that four people were murdered and we don't know who could have possibly done it.
It's really scary to think. They're all freshmen, too. Could you imagine? Right? They were all freshmen from what I saw?
I think a few of them were sophomores.
The two girls were freshmen.
Yeah.
They were, like, brand new.
Yeah. I think the one that was dating the guy was a sophomore, and he was a freshman, too.
I just can't imagine sending my kids off to college and, like, they just get murdered.
Well, and then, so say the two girls at the bottom of apartment, the bottom apartment, don't really have anything to do with it. The fact that people, right, the fact that people are like, you didn't hear fucking blood-curdling screaming.
It just
doesn't make sense. You were up at 2:30 at night.
If there's three stories, they're going to kill the top, the bottom, and just leave you. Like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But if they didn't have anything to do with it, it sucks because nobody's going to believe them. And that sucks, too, to think that you could have been murdered.
I was really going to make an analogy about an Oreo, and then I had to tell myself, like, Stephanie, we were talking about human life, so can't talk about...
An Oreo?
Yeah, like, the top.
Yeah.
Like, who would eat the top? And the cream, and then not the bottom.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
I mean...
Psychopaths
right.
do that.
Well, I mean, when you're murdering four people, too. Psychopath. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if it ever comes out on who... And the parents that are talking, the fact that he's even getting any words out of his mouth is beyond me. If my child was murdered, you wouldn't be getting anything out of me.
Except for, like, rage.
Yes. Like, I would be stomping down some doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's very interesting. I don't know. I don't know.
Guys, this is what the entire podcast was supposed to be about. We were supposed to have, like, our little introduction, like, normal. And then Tashina has, like, literally 7 pages printed off here.
Yeah.
And we managed to talk for 1 hour and 5 minutes about ourselves and 11 minutes. About this, and we didn't even read a page.
Well, because I hate reading it, though, too, because I feel like it's just so monotone, but I think we did a really good job on recapping it. That's pretty much all that's happened. There's not that much to recap, to be honest, but...
If you guys want to research it further, go ahead.
Yeah, by all means.
Google Idaho killings.
Yeah, it'll pop right up. There's about 8 million news stories about how nothing has been found.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And plus, we had to go all the way back from November to now, which when you say it like that doesn't seem like a very long time.
Yeah, because that was just last month. But when you re-listen to this, we didn't talk much about November. A little bit.
Right. But I'm just saying, in general,
we had a lot to catch up on.
And I can't wait for the play. You let me know, because I want to go.
You can come watch it.
Yes, I will. I hope they do it at the Genie Beanie Theater.
There.
Oh, good.
So you know how I brought you your luggage today?
Yeah.
I may or may not have convinced my children that I was going to Virginia when I left tonight.
Oh.
And that I wouldn't be back till the day before Christmas.
So are they blowing up your phone? Is that who's been blowing up your phone?
No, that's top secret.
Okay.
No, but it was not them. But So can I say the night?
Yeah, by all means. Go ahead.
My kids have been calling Virginia City, Virginia. And they've been up to Virginia City with their dad recently, and all I hear about is Virginia. And I'm like, guys, Virginia City and Virginia are two different things.
Two different things.
Virginia is a state on, like, the other side of the United States. Like, yeah, but nobody knows.
Like, yeah, everybody knows. It's called geography.
So today when I had my luggage go into the front door, like, okay, I'll see you guys later. Trin's like, where are you going? And I was like, Virginia. She's like, the city or the state?
Good for her.
The city.
The city.
Ain't coming back either. None of them cared. I don't even think Lily got off her phone the whole time. Bye, Steph. Love you.
So genuine. And then yeah. She's going to look up in an hour and be like, where's Steph?
Virginia.
Virginia. Oh, well, it's been good to see you. Maybe we can do it again in another 6 months. Wow. Okay. Or fucking not. Rude ass. Get off your phone.
Sorry, but Michelle texted me.
Sorry, but there's no sorry.
Michelle texted me and said, did Joey call El Latino? No. Why? Like, that's a weird thing. And she said, the lady said some guy called and paid for a dinner and said to tell your dad that the clown was under his seat. Freaking weird. And now we're trying to figure out what the hell is happening.
Was there a clown under his seat?
But why? My question is, why
would they assume it was a Joey?
It's Joey all of a sudden. Like,
probably because he's going through the fire academy and they probably freaking dared him to go do it.
I don't know. But
did you text Joey?
No, I'll show it to him when we get home, though. Mm-hmm. When I get home.
Is this you?
From Virginia.
Virginia.
Oh, boy.
All right, guys. Well, it's been fun.
Yeah. It has been.
It's nice to catch up with you.
I know.
I know. There for a minute. The only reason that this spontaneous podcast happened was because I needed my luggage back.
Yes.
I can make time for you today. Can you bring me my luggage?
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, have a good night. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year if we don't hear from you or see you or you don't hear from us or see us.
Let's face it, it's probably going to be February before we're back in.
Oh, let's make bets. I bet it's going to be longer than that.
March.
It'll probably be when it starts getting warm again.
Probably.
All right. Bye.
Bye.